The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Amen. As being studied, the Elun Nishmat, Morzikani Yosef Ben Salam, Ratzikarati Yafa Bat Sarab, Elun Nishmat, Avraham Ben Esther, Dua Hashem Terehem Began Eden, Amen. Today's time has been served for Ashilema, Moshe Ben Dinah, Vesarab, Betahar, Veshwanama, all the Pitzurim in the Milhama, Baruch Yishlam, Befu Ashilema, Vesh Hodei Amo Yisrael, and Hatzlahat Hayle Sava, Ganad Yisrael, Tadeh Shilav, Bezat Hashem, Hatzlaha, Varvaha, Musahim, Vesakato, Bin Elohim, Be'adam, Amen, Be'amen. We're on Yogimon Amud Rishon, and we are starting from the fourth line, Gufa. We learned above Umala, Mal Bashim. We learned above in the Pasuk, it says, if somebody's watching something of his friend, and he denies that he has it, and he swears, and then he says, oh, I had it, so he has to bring a Korban, Hashem, and he has to pay the principal back with a Chomesh. So it says, Hashem. So what do we learn from that Pasuk? Lerabot Kadashim Kalim. That even if he's watching a Korban, like we learned earlier, even if he's watching a Korban Shelamim, She'em Mamono, that's considered his the Mamon of the owner, Devrei Rabbi Yosei Ben Azai Omer, Lerabot Et HaShelamim. Oh, no, we don't know what Ben Azai is saying. L'chaora, that's what the B'Yosei was saying. Lerabot Et Kadashim Kalim. And he comes along Ben Azai and says, no, it's coming to include if it's a Shelamim. Abba Yosei Ben Dostai Omer, Lo Amar Ben Azai, Ela Bebechor Bilvad. Ben Azai that says Shelamim, there's different types of Shelamim. He only was referring to a Bechor. Amar Mona, we analyze. Ben Azai Omer Lerabot Et HaShelamim. You came along and told me what? Ben Azai, that if I'm watching somebody Shelamim, it's considered Mamon. Lemeute, what are you coming to exclude? Ilima Lemeute Bechor. You're coming to tell me Lemeute Bechor, that Bechor is considered Mamon Gavoa. Hashta Umas Shelamim. Shelamim has so many laws. Te'onim simika. First of all, the owners have to put their hands on it. V'nesachim. And you got to bring wine with it. V'tenufat hazeh v'shog. And you got to wave the parts of the animal. You have to make tenufat to the hazeh and the shog. And what? Amarta mamon ba'alimu. And still you tell me it's considered mamon ba'alimu. Bechor, me'ba'aya. Bechor that doesn't have any of these things certainly would be considered mamon ba'alim. So therefore, you can't tell me that he said Shelamim is mamon ba'alim to the exclusion of Bechor, because if Shelamim that has all this stuff and still it's Mamon Ba'alim, certainly Bechor also would be considered Mamon Ba'alim. So then what did he mean Shelamim to the exclusion of what? Elam Rabbi Yohanan Lemeute Ma'aser. What's Ma'aser? Ma'aser Be'ema, which means you have the law of Ma'aser Be'ema, that the tenth one is Kodesh and that has to be brought as a Korban Shelamim. Kedetanya Bebechor Ne'emar by a Bechor, what does it say? Lo Tifdeh. You're not allowed to redeem the korban, v'nimkar, even though you cannot redeem it. Have a bechor. Can I sell a bechor? So it says, even though it says lo tifdeh, do not redeem it, v'nimkar tam chai, I can sell it as long as it's still alive. Uba'almum chai v'shahut, which means a bechor, I can tell you the reason why it's considered your mamon, because we have a statement that says what? It could sell it. There's a way to sell it. Look at Rashi. Rashi's bechor tam ne'emar, ach bechor shor, lo tifdeh. Pijon udeletliu. I cannot make a pijon delipuk that the kedusha will go out. Mekedusha bechor. Limkor be'etiz v'leshkol be'etah, aval nimkar u'chai. Which means I can sell a bechor. So bechor has, I cannot make a pijon to, let's say, transfer the Kedushah of Bechor to money. That you can't do. But I can sell it. And then the second guy that buys it will be to slaughter it and eat it. So therefore, it's considered your own. However, Ma'aser Ne'emar Lo Yiga'el. Lo Yiga'el is a stronger word. Not only can't you redeem Ma'aser Be'ema, but you're not allowed to even sell it. Ve'eno Nimkar Lo Chai Ve'lo Shahut Lo Tam Ve'lo Ba'almum. Oh, so very good. When Ben Azai came along and said, you're watching something for a person and you deny it, you got to pay. What are you watching? Shelamim. What are you coming to exclude? Bechor? No. If Shelamim is considered Mamon, Koshekim Bechor. So what's it coming to exclude? Ma'asir Behema. Ma'asir Behema, there's not only no redemption, but the Torah doesn't even give you a right to sell it at all. That's really considered Mamon Gavoa, because Lo Yigel is a stronger word. Ravina Matnila Asefa. Ravina had this whole conversation that we just read on the end of the Braita. Abba Yosef ben Dustai Omer, Abba Dustai said, Lo Amar ben Azai Elam Bechor Bilvad. Oh. According to Abba Yosef ben Dustai, he learned Ben Azai like this. Ben Azai said, Shilamim. Oh, what kind of Shilamim? Only a Bechor. Abba Dustai explained Ben Azai. Ben Azai said, only when you're watching a Shilamim. What type of Shilamim? Abba Dustai says, oh, Shilamim of a Bechor. That's considered Mabon Be'alim. The Me'ote Mai. Ilim Ale Me'ote Shilamim. Hashta. Uma Bechor Shekadosh Merechem. Mamonohu. Shilamim Me'baya. If a Bechor which is holy from birth is considered Mamon of the Be'alim. Shilamim which is not holy from birth. All the most is considered Mamon Be'alim. So what was he coming to exclude? Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Le Me'ote Ma'asir. Oh, must be coming to include that Ma'asir is not considered Mamon Be'alim, Kedetanya. Be'bechor ne'ema lo tevde. You cannot redeem it, but still you can sell it. Ve'nimkar tam chai, u'ba'alum chai v'shahut. Be'ma'asir ne'ema lo yiga'el. Ve'eno nimkar lo chai, ve'lo shahut, ve'lo tam, ve'lo ba'almum. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, be'bechor bilvad ka'amar. Which means comes out according to Abba Yosef ben Dostai, when he explained Ben Azai. Ben Azai said what? Shilamim. Oh, what is Shilamim? Shilamim, you came and tell me to exclude what? To exclude Bechor?
No, it can't be that.
No, it can't be that. Why? Because you tell me if Bechor, which is Kadosh Merechem, and still you tell me it's Mamon, so Shilamim, which is not Kadosh Merechem, Koshekin. Oh, so what was it coming to exclude? Ma'asir. Because Ma'asir has a big stringency here. You cannot sell it, Bechlal. Okay, very good. Also the Gemara says, only problem, Habibchor Bilvad Ka'amar. Look at Ben Dostai's statement. Ben Dostai's statement was, Lo Amar Ben Azai Ela Bibchor Bilvad. What do you mean? He said only Bechor. But wait, we're learning if you're saying Bechor Kol Sheken, Shilamim. That's the logic tells you. But it doesn't make any sense. Because the Chaura, he only said Bechor. So the Gemara says, Ha Bibchor Bilvad Ka Amar. Kashya. We don't have to answer this. Which means, if you learn this whole story on the beginning of the statement, Ben Azai Omer Shilamim. Oh, now I can say, what do you mean Shilamim? To exclude what? Shilamim, to exclude Bechor? No, Shilamim's got so much stuff. Semicha, Tenufa, Nesachim, and still you call Shilamim your Mamon, Mamon Ba'alim. Certainly Bechor is Mamon Ba'alim. So when Ben Azai said Shilamim, means Shilamim, Bechor. To exclude what? Ma'aseh Be'ma. Beautiful. But sum up this whole conversation on Ben Dostai. What did Ben Dostai say? That which Ben Azai said. That which Ben Azai said, Shilamim, you know what he meant? Bechor. Also the Gemara says, Bechor, to the exclusion of what? Oh, it can't be to the exclusion of Shilamim. Because if Bechor is considered Mamon Ba'alim, and that's Kadosh Menechem, certainly Shilamim, which is not Kadosh Menechem. No, you're right. It's Bechor and Shilamim. So to exclude what? Ma'asir. What are you talking? You can't learn like that in that. Why? Because Ben Dostai said, Lo Amar Ben Azai Ela Bechor Bilvad. Bechor Bilvad. And you can't tell me Bechor Kol Sheken Shilamim. Because he said clearly only Bechor. So you're right. If you have this whole story in this piece, there's no way to explain it. Good. Comes Gebra and continues, Rava Amar. Back to the beginning. My nechasim she'em b'hem me'ila. Oh. You tell me your rule. Any property that's not subject to the law of Me'ilah. How did we learn till now? Korban Shilamim. Korban Shilamim is no Me'ilah. According to Rabbi Yosef, you damage it, you have to pay. So Rabbi said, don't make it so difficult. Nechasim she'em bahem din Me'ilah. All it meant to say is property that is totally private, non-Kurdish property. Umayniu dehidyot. Which means, how do I tell you hidyot property? I say, things that are not subject to mi'ilah. Oh, what do you mean? So you thought to say, but shilamim then is included. No, because shilamim is a korban already. Korban is in the subject of mi'ilah. Maybe this korban isn't, but it's in the...
As potential,
it's a korban. I just meant to tell you in a complicated way. The Mishnah could have just said simply, by the way. You know when you have to pay in damages? If it's hidyot.
So say that.
So say it. Let's give the next question. The Gemara says, Vilitni... Hidyot. Kasha. Yeah, which means Rava takes out all the Hidushim over here. You know, basically the Mishnah is saying, when I damage somebody's property, the only time it's property that I'm Hayav on is what? Privately owned property that's not Kurdish. I don't care if it's Shilamim. No, Shilamim? Shilamim is God's. Hatat is God. It's another way of saying you only have to pay on property that's not Kurdish. So why didn't the Mishnah just say that?
Question.
Hey, good question. Where is Rabbi Yosei? He said a big Hadush. He was Midayek. Things that are not subject to Mi'ilah. Oh, so he started splitting hairs. Oh, so I have a Qurban that's Kurdish, but there's no Mi'ilah. So therefore you're going to be Hayab on it. Abba says, nah, don't be so technical. When it said in by mi'ilah, means it's not in the law of mi'ilah. This is a qurban. Qurbanot are in the law. This one may not be, but it's in the family of mi'ilah. Therefore, patur. I said, what are you hayav on? Hidyot stuff only. So say it, Kasha. Comes the Gemara and says now, cases. Amar bi Abba. Listen to interesting case now. Shilamim sheheziku, a korban shilamim damaged.
Not to tonight.
Shilamim sheheziku, gove mebesaran, ve'eno gove meemurehen. You have a korban shim damaged. How did damage his life? It went, it gored another ox, whatever it did. Also, now the guy says, hey, you owe me money. Now, how do you pay Tam? Tam is Hatzi Nezik. Correct?
Yeah.
Let's say the damage was 100. Well, the damage was 100, so he has to pay 50. From which part of the animal do you take the payment from? So the Gemara says you take it from the meat, but not from the part that goes on the mizbeah. There's two parts of a korban shilamim. There's the part that you get to eat, the regular meat, and then there's the part that goes on the mizbeah. So in your calculation of hatzi nezek, you only calculate from the meat and not from the korban part. Rashi, she says, Gove, one line in Nashi, Hatsin niskom me besaro, de nezek shortam mishtalem me gufo. Let's review that law, mishtalem me gufo. You know what that means? I'm old now, I'm the Nizak. I'm old, Hatsin nezek, I'm old 50. Mm-hmm. Right? How do we calculate? We calculate like this. Who damaged over here? Shilamim sheziku. The shilamim itself damaged. So I go to the mazik shor, and generally speaking, I figure how much is the shor worth. Let's say the shor is worth 100. So I tell the guy, okay, very good. Sell your shor, and give me 50. That's the normal way it works. Let's say the shor is worth, the whole shor is worth 25. The Nizak says, hey, you owe me 50. I say, listen, I have a rule. I can't pay you more than what the item is worth. I'll sell it, I'll give you 25. Mm-hmm. No, but you owe me 25 more. I'm sorry. Take it from your house. I don't got to take it from the house. Tam is mishalem migufo. Get that rule. Oh, so now the Gemara is telling you, Hadush.
This short over here is like the has two compartments. It's got
korban
in it, and it's got a short regular meat in it. In my calculation of figuring out the tam, I only calculate the basar, not the emurim.
So it's less than 25.
We'll see exactly what that means in mathematics. We'll see how it works out, but only calculate on the basar side. So comes the Gemara and says, Peshita, emurim legabawa salki. What are you talking about? How would you take from the emurim? The emurim is going up to God. Mm-hmm. You can't take from payment from the emurim. No tzericha. The cases, which means we thought originally, yeah, sell it and give the emurim to the guy. I could give the emurim to the guy. The emurim goes to the mizbeach. What do you mean, the emurim? We know emurim doesn't go for payment. No. The hadush like this. Lo tzericha legova mebesaran keneged emurim. I would have thought that maybe you calculate, well, listen, emurim you can't give me. So you just knocked off 25% of the animal there. So you know what? Maybe compensate that 25% in the meat of the animal. How? Now she gives you the calculation. Lo tzericha. Ha diktani eno govim me'emurim. Ha kamashvan de en govim me'besarok keneged emurim. Kigon. Shor shevim matayim. The shor of shelimim was worth 200. Shenagach shor shevim matayim.
Beautiful.
How much does he owe? 100. Eno gove ela hatsio deme besaro. You look at the basar, and whatever half the basar is, that's what you have to pay. Hatsi nezek megufo. Afal gav de lo avi maneshalem. Even though it's not going to get you to 100, v'deme hatsi emurim. Lo yishtalem medeme chetzi acher shel basar, which means maybe you'll come and say, listen, if the part of the, let's say a case, it's worth 200, let's say 75% is basar, it's 150, and 50 is emurim. Good? So you tell me the rule. Take the emurim off the table. Emurim doesn't count. So now I get half of 150. Which means, because why? I only get half payment. So I get half of the basar. Basar is worth 150, so that's 75. I go to the emurim, they tell me, sorry, I can't give you anything. So you can only collect from emurim, from the basar side, I'm sorry. Yeah, you have to collect proportionately. I would collect 75% from the basar, so that's 150, and I would collect the other 25% of what I'm owed from the emurim side. That's the two. It's like two parts of an animal damage there, right? So I go to the basar. Okay, basar, how much you worth? I got 150. Okay, so please, I'm owed, by the way, 100. Okay, that's what I got. That's my bottom line number, and I get hatsi nezik. So therefore, hatsi nezik over here on the basar side would be 75. Now I go to the emurim side. What does the emurim side say? Take a walk. I don't have to pay anything. So I would have thought that maybe corresponding to the 25% that I'm owed on the emurim side, transfer it into the meat side. Therefore, I say get paid in full.
Mm-hmm.
I could compensate on the part that's not paying me, put it back into the meat side, and therefore it's as if not that 75% damage me on this side, 100% damage me on this side, and therefore there's 150 in the pot. Give me 100. The hadush is that you don't compensate. We look at it as if it's two parts of the animal that damaged me. Imagine a case where two guys damaged. That's the way we look at it. This animal over, you split it. There was the basar part that damaged, and there's the emurim side that damaged. So I go again. Say, speak it out. Well, this is 75% is 150, this is 25% is 50. Correct?
Mm.
So when I'm going to get paid, I got to go to each side and get proportionate what each side damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the basar side. Okay, please, you're worth 150.
So half of that.
Means you're 75% of the thing. So half of you is 75 bucks. Now give me 75, please. Oh, please, my pleasure, 75.
I'm still short 25. Now listen, the law is Hatsi Nezik, by the way. Hatsi Nezik Mebesaro. I paid you proportionally Hatsi of my thing. Go to the Emunim now. You go to the Emunim, what do the Emunim tell you? Paying you nothing. I'm going to pay you. I'm on the Mizbeah, by the way. So I would have thought that maybe I could say, listen, if the Emunim are not paying
anymore,
so now maybe the Basar side should compensate for what the Emunim are not paying. And if I should look at it as if the Emunim did, the Basar did 100% of the damage, therefore, and there's 150 in the pot, so then pay me $100, which you owe me. Kamash ma'alan, you don't. Comes the Gemara and says, Alibad de man. Who is this Hiddush being said? According to which opinion? E Alibad de Rabbanan Pshita. If it's going according to the rabbis, which we'll see what the rabbis hold in a second, that's obvious. Ha Amre, they said, Kileka leshtelum mehai, lo mishtalma mehai. If this guy doesn't have what to pay, you can't go to the other guy. Can't transfer. What case were they talking about? Look at Ashim, beautiful case. E alibad rabbanan, before the ones get wiped. The paliga and rabbina, tell me, per shor shalagat apara, gabe shor shenachath et havero lebor. One shor knocked his friend in the bor. Sure. So now you got two situations here going on. You got two damages here.
No, bor and shor.
Bor and shor. Shor gored somebody into a shor.
Into
a bor. So now, amdi nizak. So now I got two guys here. I got, hey, first of all, Mr. Shore, your shore pushed my shore. And hey, I come to the board guy. Hey, your board damaged. So I got two guys over here on the hook. Now, how much does the shore guy have to pay? Hatsi. Oh, he's a tam. How much would the board guy normally pay? Full. So I would say, you know what? No. The board pays full. Only, there's only tam by your shore. Board pays full damages. So I would say like this. Go to the shore guy and listen, my damages are 200, by the way, my full damage, full bill is 200. The shore guy can say, listen, I have rules here. Tam, I'll give you 100. Okay, beautiful. Then I should go to the board guy. No, I'm not asking you for more than that was damaged, but please give me 100 at least. So Rabbanan hold, you can't do that. No, Rabbanan hold, you can't go to the board guy. The board guy can tell you, take a walk.
Can't double dip.
No, you can't even get full payment when you, which earned to you. I'm earned 200, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. Happened to be the short guy only can pay me 100 as the rule of a tam.
Right.
So I would think, go to the board guy and say, by the way, you're going to get this guy, by the way.
Right.
You should have to pay 200. But you're lucky there was a, you had a friend that damaged also the short.
Yeah.
So at least give me the 100. Look at Rashi. The be short. Shedachat et chavero lebor amrinan. Betam, ba lashon mishrim rabia. There's a mistake in this Rashi. All the girsa all change it. Rabia to hatsi. Because there's no rabia. He has to pay hatsi. They all change the girsa. Uba labor patur. Why? The penish ze pilo. Because who really did the damage?
The shor.
Ubimu. Which is the board guy could say, what about for me? My board did nothing.
Yeah.
My board was there, but the shor, this guy shor did all the damage over here. Now, ubimuad. If it was a mu'ad, then the Baal Ashur has to pay full payment. And again, and then the board is off the hook again. No, but let's say the Baal Ashur didn't have money. You can't go to the Baal Ashur, hey, you didn't have money, I want you to pay me, see you later. I don't have to pay anything. Baal Ashur Mishnim Hatsi, or Baal Ashur Patur, Alma, here's the key line now. Ki leka leshtelume me Baal Ashur, lo mishtelim me Baal Ashur, v'alfa pishim bo nimsa nizik. Even though there's a logic to say, what do you mean you're part of the thing? The nezik was in your bor. Upshita, according to that shita, if I can't even go to the bor and get compensation, certainly you cannot get compensation from the emurim. Go back to our case of a short shelamim. You know, we look at short shelamim. It's one animal that two damages are in here. I got the basar part of it, that's the hayat part, and I got the emurim part, that's patur. So therefore, you know what the hadush is? You only take from the basar part, proportionate to what it is, 75% it's worth. So you take half of it, you get 75 bucks. Well, I'm sure 25. Emurim, nothing. Also, you know what? Maybe the rule is going to be, well, if I can't get paid from you, so I'll go back to the basar and say, you gotta compensate me. We say no, the emunim are patur and finished. So according to the rabbis, it's pashut, we understand that. Because the rabbis hold, even in the case of the boar that did the damage, mm-hmm. with two damages, the guy doesn't have to pay. So certainly the emurim are going to be off the hook, and the guy doesn't have to now transfer, oh, you're not going to pay me, take it from somewhere else. No. You know, the hadush is...
Same case.
Alibad deman, I alibad de rabbanan peshita. Even in the case where the boar is guilty, the I alibad Rabbi Natan. Now, what does Rabbi Natan say? Rabbi Natan says the opposite. He says you can go to the boar. He says the short gives 100. You go to the boar guy. He's got to pay you the balance. Oh, ha amar ki lekal eshtelu memehai mishtalem mehai. So the Kaona, according to Rabbi Natan, if you can't go, if the emurim side is not going to pay, you should be able to go back and get it from the basar. That's different. Ibaetema Rabbi Natan. I can tell you there's a hadush according to Rabbi Natan. Iba'et emar banan. I can tell you this statement of the shur is going like either one. It's a hadush in the rabbis, and it can even go in Malik Rabbi Natan. Iba'et emar banan. I can tell you it's going like the rabbis. It's like the rabbis, pashut. No. Hani mili betre gufe. Maybe I'll tell you, when can't you go to a different mazik with different guys? Two separate people. This guy's the shur, this guy's the bor. Oh, listen, you can't go to two different people. However, I would have thought of a behad gufa matzi amarle mikol echad ba'ina and mishtalmina. Well, listen, I'm going to take payment from wherever I want, which is just the same animal. So if I can't take it from this part of the animal, maybe I'll take it from the other one, which means by two gufim, if the short guy won't pay me, go to the border. That's already too much. But maybe in one animal, I would have thought that if I can't take it from the left side of the animal, take it from the right side. Kamash ma'lam. That even in such a case, the rabbis say, the part that's patur is patur, and you can't go somewhere else to get the payment. Okay, so it's hadush. And according to Rabbi Natan, iba'etema Rabbi Natan. And this can even go like Rabbi Natan. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Natan says you can go get compensated from the board. Ha'atam huda amal le'ba'al shor le'ba'al abor. Ana torai bibirach ashkahte. My deletli le'eshtelu me'me'ach mishtalmina minach. Because the guy can tell me, hey, listen, you can't come and tell me you have nothing to do with me. I found my shore in your boar. What? Now you want to go, I don't know what it means. But in your boar, you're a mazik also. So therefore, whatever he didn't pay, you gotta compensate me. You can't come along and claim now, his shore did it. Yeah, but my shore, bottom, where did I find my shore? I didn't find lying on the street. I found my shore lying in your board. And therefore, whatever he's not going to pay me, then the Binatan is going to say what? Hey, look at the bottom, Nashi. Ana torai bibirach ashkate. My shore was in your board. Mit. Hilkach kol hanezek alav. Which means, really, you should pay me in full. Now, ma de'iti leshtumile me'ba'al ashor mishtalmina, which means whatever I can get out of the ba'al ashor, I'll take. Im tam, o mishalem e'athri hatzi. That feeling is called a badol, o aya mishalem e'athri hatzi. Ba'akshav, sheyesh ahayri mo, yishalem ba'od ha'atzi, v'ashar mishtalmina minach. Yeah, that we understand. However, over here, aval ha'acha, mi matzeh amar. But over here, can he come along and say, basar azik imurim lo azik? Which means over here, the guy can't come along and say that the basar damaged and the imurim did not damage. Which means the imurim also damaged. You cannot argue. And the imurim are patur because it's Kodesh. So therefore, the imurim guy can say, sorry, I did damage, I agree. But what do you want? I'm Emurim. Yeah. And therefore you get nothing from me.
I'm not like the boar guy.
I'm not like the boar guy. The boar guy, you can tell them, well listen, you were part of the, and the Torah says when a boar damages, you pay. Yeah. For whatever you gotta pay, so pay me the difference. Mashiach in here, you wanna come along and say, no, Emurim, I wanna disregard you, I'll take everything from the basar. Hey, you can't say that. When the shore of Shilamim damaged,
could you say only the basar damage and not the emorim? No, the emorim also part of the damage, correct? And therefore, good, you went to the shore part. Shore said, listen, I'm only 75%. So therefore what? I'm worth 150? Take half, 75. Now you go to the emorim. Could you deny? No, the emorim did damage. They were part of the animal. Now you go to the emorim, do you agree that you're damaged? Absolutely. I'm like the boar. I damaged. No question, I damaged. Okay, could you pay me? Sorry. According to the Torah law, Hegdesh does not have to pay. So therefore, take a walk. Oh, now you want to go back to the Baal Basar. Hey, well, he doesn't want to pay me. You pay me. Hey, what are you me for? Go to that guy. In the case of the boar, Rabbi Natan says, I can go to the Baal Abor because he damaged and there's a payment on the boar. So therefore, you have two damages. You have a short on the boar. Short gives me whatever he gives me. So I go to the Baal Abor. Listen, whatever he doesn't pay me, could you pay me, please? Hey, what do you want from me? Hey, well, you're a stranger. My short was in your boar. How much you want from me? Hey, listen. If you were alone, you'd have to pay me the whole thing. Listen, he gave me this. So give me whatever he didn't give me. Good. In this case over here, you want to be a wise guy. You want to come along and make believe the emorim don't exist. You want to come along and say, hey, emorim, leave me. Everything was in the basar. Hey, well, you can't split it. What? The basar damaged, the emorim didn't damage? You have two damages over here. Very good. So go to the emorim, and what are the emorim going to tell you? Take a walk. I don't got to pay any. Yes, I damaged. But I'm a type of damager that doesn't have to pay. So you can't come along now and go to the Baal Basar, the side of the Basar, and say, compensate. Why should I compensate for his damage? I'll pay you commensurate to what I damaged. I should pay you for his damage. Yeah, but he's not paying me. That's your tough luck. You got damaged by a short of Shinamim. And therefore he'll lose. He'll only get $75. That's what I won't get. So therefore, Rabbi Natan will say, while I say you can go to the Baal Abor, for compensation, I will agree over here that you cannot go to the Baal Basar for compensation on his emorim, because that's your tough luck. Emorim was part of the damage, and they're a type of damager that does not pay. Continue. Amarava. Oh, toda shehizika. Have a korban toda. Korban toda shelamim. The only thing that changes with a korban toda is this lechem you have to bring with it. 40 loaves of matzah and lechem you bring with the korban toda. Okay, so you have a guy, he has his korban toda, he's got to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. It damages. So what's the law? Toda shezika gova me besara ve'enu goba me lahma. Now, hey, you say, hold it. In the korban toda, there's two parts, I told you. There's the basar. So we know the rule. You can only go from the basar part. Okay, good. But wait, there's bread here. So maybe calculate the bread into the value of this todah, and therefore you can get me up to Hatzi Nezik at least. If let's say the meat is only $75, but the bread is, I don't know, $50. Good, so if that's $25, I can get them. Combine it. So there's no logic to say, right, that's the Gemara exactly says. Gemara says Peshita. Gemara says Todah Shekel Gova Misavenu Gova Milchama Milchama Lechem Peshita. Of course, the lamb didn't damage. Why would I think you could take the lechem? No, you're right. Sefa Istarichle. You need it for the end of the Hadush. What's the end? Nizak Ochel Basar Umitkaper Mevi Lechem. Oh. What does that mean?
Lesser mode on.
The nizak, the guy that gets damaged, he eats the meat. What does this mean? You got to bring the korban, todah, and now the meat of that animal, who gets to eat it? Nizak. The nizak. But who has to bring the bread? The guy that was obligated to bring the todah, he's got to bring the bread. Okay. The Gemara says, Hanami pshita. What does that mean? Of course. I'm only eating the meat because I got damaged, so I'm getting paid in meat. Why would you think that I have to bring the bread now for this guy? So Gemara says, Ma'o de tema, kevan de lechem hechshira de zevahu. Since, by the way, you cannot bring the meat doesn't become edible until you bring the lechem. So therefore, you might have thought the guy could tell him, lema le at achat pasar ve'ana aiti lechem? Well, you want to eat the meat, so I should bring the lechem so you can eat the meat. Bring the lechem yourself. Kamash ma'alan. That no. The lechem hayubad ba'alimu. What's one thing got to do with the other? I'm eating the meat, by the way, because you damaged me. So the guy, you thought that maybe the mazik will say, good, you want to eat the meat? By the way, here's the korban, take it, and by the way, you owe 40 the hamim now. Comes the korban and says, no, that doesn't make sense. Kamash ma'lan, I'm only eating the meat because you damaged me, you owe me. You want to bring the bread? It's your obligation to bring the bread. Because it's your kapara for the korban todah, whatever you have to do. So that's the hadush. That in the korban todah, the bread's got nothing to do with it. The meat is eaten by the nizak, and the mazik brings the bread. Comes the gemara and continues. Now we get to the one liners of the Mishnah. Nikasim shehen shel b'nei berit. So what do we say? You only hayav if you damage somebody that's a b'nei berit. What does that mean? We understand. A Jew. So the Gemara says, "Me'ute mai." What is it coming to exclude? Either me'ute do'avet kochavim. Maybe it's coming to exclude a goy. Haketan ilal lekaman. We know that already. It says later on, "Shor shel Yisrael shenagach shor shel avet kochavim patur." So the Gemara says, "Tana v'hadar mefarish." The Tana gave you a general rule and then explained it in the next Mishnah. The general rule is b'nei berit, and the explicit of that is what it says in the next Mishnah, that if it damages shor shel avet kochavim patur. So that's, it's repetitious a little, but you have the rule and then the definition. Good. Nechasim amyuhadim. Oh, one of the things it said in the Mishnah is nechasim amyuhadim. Right, property that is set aside. What does that mean? So Rashi told us in the Mishnah, wait for the Gemara. Lemi'ute mai, amar avidah lemi'ute ze omer shurcha hezik, veze omer shurcha hezik. It's got to be clear who did the damaging. If I go now, and I want to get paid. Hey, your shore damaged. The guy said, it wasn't my shore, it was his shore. I go to the other guy, please pay me. It wasn't my shore, it was his shore. Now I can't get paid from either of them. Because it's not miyuhad. It's got to be clear. And if it's not clear, you can't get paid. So the Gemara says, Hatani lelekaman. We know that, but it says later on. It says, Hayu shnaim rutfim achar ehad. Right? There's two oxes chasing one ox. Nice. And what? One of the oxes damages that ox. Ze omer shurcha hezik. Ze omer shurcha hezik. Shnei peturim. Why? Because it's not miyuhad. So why did the Mishnah have to say something that's going to be said later on? You're right. Tari v'adar mefarish. Okay. It said the rule here and explained it later on. No problem. B'matnita tana. You know what miyuhadim means? A third explanation. So far we have two explanations. Miyuhadim number one is... what's miyuhadim?
You don't even know what it is.
So far, we only gave one? Okay. That's right. I'm sorry. Miyuhadim is only one. You don't know what short it is. Now we give a second explanation. Penat l'nikseh hefker. It's talking about where it's ownerless. What's the case?
Wild short.
Ownerless property. Hechi dameh. Ile ma denagach torah didan l'torah defker. If you damage a short of hefker, man tavale. Who's claiming you?
Nobody.
You tell me, if you damage hefker, you're patur. Who's claiming you? There's no owner on the other side. That cannot be the case. Ela denagach torah defker l'torah didan. Oh, hefker's animal gored ours. That's also very simple. Lizil vilite. Go take the animal. There's your payment right there. Take it. That's it. Hefker. What do you worry about? What do you need to be stopped for that either?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what the Gemara says? Beshekadam bezakah bo aher. The case is talking about a short of hefker damaged your short. So you said, very good. You know what? I'm going to take it. Almost another guy came over and said, hey, hefker, thank you, I'll take it. Now you come and say, hey, what do you mean? That's mine. First come, first serve. But it damaged my short. Sorry. Only when it's miyuhad. Since this was not miyuhad, there was no owner. Hefker, you have no claims against that guy. That's the Hadush of the Mishnah. Ravina Amar, third case. The Be'ute, it's coming to exclude a case. Nagach v'harka chichdish. Nagach v'harka chifkir. Kaisur, damaged. Damaged, beautiful. Now you owe money, right? What does the guy do? My short is chichdish. What's the law of chichdish now? We're going to pay. Chichdish. My short damaged. Now what do I do? Hefker is ownerless. Come on, I don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, the only time you have to pay is if it's miyuhad, if there's an owner. Mashikin, if Hefker owns it, even if you made an egdesh after the damage.
Because Gemara says, Tanya Rami, I'm going to support this. Yater Arken Amar V'Yehuda Afidu Nagah V'Ahakach Hikdish Nagah V'Ahakach Hifkir Patur Shne'emar V'Hu Ad B'Ba'alav V'Hemit Ish, which means Hu Ad B'Ba'alav is talking about the owners were warned that this is a wild animal. V'Hemit Ish, and then what does the Pasuk say? It killed somebody. Hashor Yisakel, says you kill the shor, and then it says Vegam Be'alav Yumat, that the owners have to pay. It says the word Be'alim twice. It says the word Be'alim at the time of the goring, and it says the word Be'alim at the time of the payment. So what did the Gemara learn from there? Ad Shetem Mita Ve'amada Bedin Shavin Ke'ehad. It's got to be equal. The death and the time of payment has to be the same situation. That what? Ba'alim. Mashaykin, if at the time of the death he was a Ba'al, but at the time of the payment it was Hikdesh, Patur. Because it says Ba'alav, Ba'alav, until the time of the damage and the time of the of the payment. Actually it says, I'm saying payment, but it's different. I'm saying Hamada Bedin. Hamada Bedin is when they bring him to the court. They bring him to the courtroom. It's mashma from this. Once they bring him to the courtroom, finished. You can't make an ignesh anymore. Gemara says, the Gemara Hadin lo ba'inan. Wait, why are you limiting it? Why are you telling me only when you got it to the court? It seems that it's got to be the owners until Gibardin, until the court finalizes and says, Hayav, how do you know that? Hashor Yisakel Bigmardinu Dikhtiv. It says, Hashor Yisakel Begam Be'alav Yumat. That means he has to be the owner even at the end of the judgment when the animal is dying. Ela Ema Ajitem Mita V'Amada Bedin V'Gimardin Shavin Be'ehad. Which means, it's got to be his to the end. Okay, you have a sword. The sword damaged. What damaged? It killed. Oh, killed. So what's the law of a sword that kills a human being? A sword is a kill. You got to kill the sword. No question about it. The gun that I love you mat, not physically kill the Ba'alim. You have to pay. So it says, in the Pasuk, let's get the Pasuk good. It says, V'hu'ad b'ba'alav. That means at the time of the damage, there was an owner. So there's got to be an owner. Any time from that point, until the Pasuk says, Hashor Yisakel Vegam Be'alav Yumat, that means he has to be the Ba'alim all the way until the end of the judgment for him to pay. If at any time before that, Shor Yisakel, he makes an Ekdesh, he's off the hook. Or if any time he makes an Ifkir, before that time. Now once the judge says, Hayab, it's over. But what? So long as he makes an Ifkir or Hekdesh, he does not have to pay. That's the Hadush of Miyuhadim. Continue. Chutz Mirshutam Miyuhadit the Mazik. Simple. The Mishnah said what? Rishut Miyuhadit the Mazik. What is that talking about? If let's say your shor comes into my property and damages. No. Your shor comes into my property and my shor damages your shor. I'm off the hook. Why? Trespassing. The Gemara says, Damar le, the mazik can say, Torcha birshuti my ba'e. Exactly. Who asked you to come into my rishut? Exactly. Last point. Urshut ha-nizak v'ha-mazik. The last thing we said is property that's shared property that the mazik and the nizak are able to both enjoy. So in that case over there, if it damages your patur, because it's shared property. Urshut ha-mazik and nizak. So comes the Gemara and says, good. Amar av hazda, amar avimi, hatser ha-shutafim. What's Hasir HaShutafim? Hayev ba ala shen ve'ala regel. Oh. If I have a Hatser of partners, Shutafim, if one of the animals eats something else, shin, or kicks something else and damages over there in a chatzera shutafim, so you're going to be hayav. Shin v'regel is hayav b'chatzera shutafim. Look at Rashi. Chatzera shutafim hayav ba. Hakatuv al hashin v'al regel. Im achla b'emto shel zeh pirotav shel zeh. Right, we both have rights to be in the field. My animal ate from the field of partners. So the partner can come to you, hey, your animal ate. Hey, but we're partners on this field, sorry. Hasan shutafim, you're hayav for eating, your animal eating. Oh, what does the Torah say? What is a shor hayav for shin or regel? It says, it's only in somebody else's field. This is considered somebody else's field, because we're partners, so therefore it's hayav. However, velo habik reshut rabim. If a shor eats, let's say, stuff in the reshut rabim, it's patur. If a shor kicks in the reshut rabim, patur. The only mazik that's hayav in the reshut rabim is bor or shor kered. Goring is hayav even in the reshut rabim. But regel, it's normal for it to walk in the reshut rabim, it's allowed to be there. Or if it eats something in the reshut rabim, it's allowed to be. The only time shin and regel are hayav is what? In the reshut Hayahid, you should have the nizak. So the hadush over here is that a chasera shutafim is considered a shoot of the nizak, and therefore shen and negel is going to be hayav. Now the kol sheken al keren, keren is hayav even in the shoot of rabim. So certainly it'll be hayav in chaser of shutafim. The todotav the afilu be shoot rabim nami hayav. Ah, udektani matnitin shoot nizak v'mazik ale debatre kae. Oh, but what do you mean? Our Mishnah clearly said that Reshut HaMazik in Nizak Patur. But that's not so. Shem V'Regel is Hayav and Reshut, combined Reshut. Keren for sure is Hayav. So how do you learn the Mishnah? So Rashi says, V'achi Kamar, Reshut HaNizak V'HaMazik Kegon Hatzer HaShutafim Keshehzik Hav HaMazik. Go back to our Mishnah for 1 second and just learn it's all about a comma. Go back to the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? It's the first Mishnah? No. The Mishnah on Tet Amud Bet. Oh. Look at the Mishnah Tet Amud Bet. Look how I could read this Mishnah. You see, Nekasim Shem Bene Berit, we did. נכסים המיוחדים, we did. ובכל מקום, חוץ מרשות המיוחדת למזיק. Good, we did that also, because the guy can say, oh, would you still come into my property? Now put a period there. Put a period there. And read the Mishnah like this. ורשות הניזק והמזיק, כשהזיק חב המזיק לשלם תשלומי נזק במיטב הארץ. See how we read it? The Mishnah, this part is going towards the end, which means, and in a public, in a joint issue, if it damages, he has to pay first quality. That means the shoot and Isaac is hayav. I could have read this Mishnah a little differently, by the way. I could have read the Mishnah like this. Chutz mirishut ha-miyuhedet le-mazik v'rishut ha-nizak v'ha-mazik, and put the period there. If I put the period there, that's telling me it's patur. But then it doesn't make any sense. So the way you have to read the Mishnah is Chutz Mirshut HaMazik, period. Oh, but if it's Rishut Nizak V'Mazik and it damages, he has to pay. So this part of the Mishnah is going on the Sefa. Look at the Gemara now, just read that inside. I start again. Urshut HaNizak V'Mazik. The Kamar, Chutz Mirshut HaMiyuhedet LeMazik DePatur, period. Urshut HaNizak VaMazik Kesheizik HaVaMazik. Why? Kesheayav. The Rabbi Elazar Amar Patur Al Hashen V'Al Regel. Oh, Rabbi Elazar says in a shared property, Patur. Why is that so? So that she says, she doesn't tell us? Because it says Beste Acher. This, I'm sorry. Because it's Beste Acher. And this is considered shared property. Oh, so V'rabil Azama Patur Ala Shem V'Aregel. So how did you learn the Mishnah? The Haki, come on, he'll put the
Period before or after. Daki kamar. Chutz mishutem yuhadet lemazik and urshuta nizak bemazik. Nami patur. Good. So again, if you bottom line say good. Based on what you hold in a shared property, that's why you're going to read the Mishnah. If you say you hayav in a shared property, so then you put the period after the shuta mazik, and the nizak mazik is hayav. If you say it's patur, so you put chutz mishutem mazik veshuta mazik vanizak. And then the last statement you read separately. And the Gemara says, "Ushezik hava mazik le'atuye kiddin." Oh, that last statement in the Mishnah. What did it say? And if the guy damages, he has to pay the best of the fields. Did we learn that in the first Mishnah that bit?
Yeah.
The Mishnah said, "Ushezik hava mazik le'shalem from the best." Why did the Mishnah have to say it again over here? It's repetitive. So the Gemara says, "Hani halish mu'el." According to Shmuel, it's okay. Why? Because in our Mishnah, according to Shmuel, the way he learned the Mishnah... Oh, beautiful. Remember we had a whole machlok on how to learn Mav'eh?
Yeah.
So according to Shmuel, he learned Mav'eh is Shin, and Shor is Regel. Our Mishnah never talked about goring.
Yeah, so this
one. So therefore, this Mishnah is coming along to talk about goring. You should know when the animal gores, he has to pay metav. Okay, good. We don't know that in the first Mishnah. So hani ha the Shmuel ela lerav de amar tanashur v'chol mili de shor. That when the shor of the daf bet is talking about even keren ha the mazik la'atu yemai. Oh, so what is it coming to include? So comes the Gemara and says, it's coming to include the following case, la'atu yahad etanur banan. Kishizik hava mazik, what is it coming to include? La'avi, shomen hanam. That's a guy's watching a shur. Veshuel, or what? He's borrowing. On noseh sachar. Noseh sachar, he is getting paid to watch. Vesocher, or he's renting. Shizika be'ema birshutan. The animal that they were watching, damaged Birshutan when it was under their
watch.
Tam mishalem hatzi nezik, umuad mishalem nezik shalem. He's hayav because you're watching the item. The animal, you got to pay. Nifritza balayla, but let's say it broke out of the fence in the middle of the night, or shepatzu al steam, or robbers came and released it. V'yatzdav v'zika. Patur. And that's what it's coming to say. That not only a regular mazik who owns the shor has to pay metav, but even a watcher has to pay metav. So you're right. The first Mishnah was talking about kerem. Shor is all shor. And by the way, if your shor damages, got to pay metav. Oh, but what does it say over here then? Because this is talking about not the actual owner, but the hadush that the shomer takes the place of the owner, and if the animal goes out and gores, he has to pay.